Thanks for coming. Mr. President, I appreciate your chance to talk about peace. I assured the president that a Palestinian state's a high priority for me and my administration. A viable state, a state that doesn't look like Swiss cheese, a state that provides hope. It's in, I believe it's in Israel's interest and the Palestinian people's interest to have leaders willing to work toward the achievement of that state. People that can deliver that state, that vision, to the Palestinian people were sitting right here in the Oval Office led by the president. The president's a man of peace. He's a man of vision. He rejects the idea of using violence to achieve objectives, which distinguishes him from other people in the region. I'm confident we can achieve the definition of a state. I'm also confident it's going to require hard work. To that end, I'm going back to the Middle East. Looking forward to meeting you, sir. And thank you for making time. I consider you a friend. I also consider you a courageous person. And I'm also believe strongly that when history looks back at this moment, and a state is defined, that the Palestinian people will thank you for your leadership. There's a lot of issues we've discussed, issues of importance, security of the Palestinian people and the Israeli people, the economic advancement of the Palestinian people. The thing that I'm focused on and you are is how to define a state that is acceptable to both sides, confident it can get done. I want to thank you for coming. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. شكرا فخامة الرئيس لاستقبالنا هنا في البيت الأبيض في هذه الأيام. أشكركم أيضا على المبادرة التي قمتم بها منذ أنابوليس إلى الآن.
Mr. President, thank you very much for receiving us here at the White House these days, and I also would like to thank you very much for the initiative that was launched during the Annapolis Conference.
نحن نشعر أنكم تسعون فعلا إلى سلام حقيقي ودائم وثابت في منطقة الشرق الأوسط.
We believe that you actually are truly seeking a true, genuine and lasting peace in the Middle East.
وأنا متأكد أنكم تسعون لتروا الحل في عهدكم قبل أن ينتهي هذا العهد.
And I am certain that you would like to see an agreement and settlement before the end of the term.
وفي نفس الوقت نحن نسعى بكل جدية من أجل الوصول إلى سلام يرضي الشعبين الإسرائيلي والفلسطيني ويشيع السلام في كل أنحاء العالم.
And at the same time, we are doing everything we can in order to seriously negotiate and reach a peace that will be satisfactory to both the Palestinian side and the Israeli side. A peace that will be promoted throughout the world.
هناك أطراف كثيرة في منطقة الشرق الأوسط فعلا تدعم مواقفنا وتؤيدنا وتحاول أن تصل معنا إلى هذا السلام.
There are many parties also that are working very hard to support our efforts and to help us reach that peace.
وأنا عندما أتحدث عن مبادرتكم أيضا أتحدث عن المبادرة العربية التي تقول بأنه لا بد أن يتم السلام من خلال الانسحاب الإسرائيلي من الأراضي العربية والفلسطينية المحتلة وهناك ستكون أكثر من 57 دولة في المنطقة عربية وإسلامية تطبع علاقاتها مع إسرائيل.
When I talk about your initiative, Mr. President, I also have to praise the Arab Peace Initiative that simply states that peace will be achieved after the Israeli withdrawal from the occupied Arab and Palestinian territories. As a result of that, I believe strongly that more than 57 Arab and Islamic countries will normalize their relations with Israel.
ولذلك نحن نشعر أننا أن الوقت مهم جدا ونحن نسابق هذا الوقت وعلينا أن نعمل من أجل الوصول إلى هذا السلام.
I believe very strongly that time is of the essence. We are working very hard in order not to waste any time and continue these efforts to achieve peace.
لا شك أن جهودكم المستمرة وجهود إدارتكم وزيارتكم إلى المنطقة الشرق الأوسط وتكرار هذه الزيارة مرة أخرى في شرم الشيخ وغيرها إنما يدل على حرصكم الشديد على العمل الدؤوب من أجل هذه المهمة.
Mr. President, your efforts, the efforts of your administration, the various visits, your previous one and your upcoming visit to Sharm el-Sheikh and to the region, all of this is a strong indication that you are very keen to continue to work very hard and to achieve your vision.
لا يمكن أن أقول أن طريق السلام مفروشة بالورود وإنما مفروشة بكثير من العقبات ونحن نرى معكم أنه من الضروري أن نزيل كل هذه العقبات للوصول إليه.
I cannot say that the road to peace is paved with flowers. It is paved with obstacles. But together we will work very hard in order to eliminate those obstacles and achieve peace.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
شكرا جزيلا.